Track. Will I Am, I got it from my mum. You can sign that petition if you want those three songs back. Just go to Instagram, Chris Fade Show. In the bio link, there is a petition.
Yeah.
Please sign it so we can present it to our crazy Russian boss.
It's gone 9:07.
Hey, you know, I was laughing my head off yesterday because I just spent the whole day reading all the comments on you, Chris, from your favorite Facebook group that you want to join, British Dads Dubai.
Oh, did I get accepted into British Dads Dubai?
Did you get a message?
I don't know. I haven't looked,
you
actually.
You applied yesterday.
Well, so, yeah, they were doing a voting system on you.
There's a Facebook page called British Dads Dubai. You've got to be a British dad to obviously be in it. Is there British Mums Dubai as well?
There is, yeah, and they've got a lot more members.
But there's no, like Indian Dads Dubai or Lebanese Dads. It's just the British have, you know, take it upon themselves and say, we're going to create a little Facebook page here.
Well, you just really wonder a lot of the time what goes on in there. You're really intrigued by what goes on inside this group, aren't you?
But why does it need to, I don't know why. Like, what do you guys talk about? Yeah, I want to know, actually.
All we talk about is Dragomart.
Yeah.
And there's a place called the Red Lion.
So why does...
At the Metropolitan Hotel, that's all they talk about. You're not missing anything. Apart from when the topic turns on to Mr. Chris Fade, and then it's really fun. So
am I in? Did I get in?
Well, you're being talked about. I'm going to tell you next.
So what's the poll at?
No, tell me now.
What's the poll at?
Nobody wants him in.
What's...
I'm not expected to be in. I'm not
they
a...
They were being really nasty as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, read them. I want to read the nasty messages. Like, that's what I want.
So I
Rossi wants to do it after a song.
Why?
Just do it now, Rossi. What is wrong?
I want to do it after a song.
Why?
It's annoying.
I like rudimental.
He's not ready. I want to know. I want to know what, because they do
well,
get...
they got nasty.
They do get nasty.
And that's not nice, and that's one of the rules,
one of
right?
the rules when you get on a British Dads Dubai is they say, don't be leaving any negative comments or be bullying people.
No, but, like, they also say, like, you know, don't be, like, a wimp.
No, well, that's not one of the rules you read out yesterday.
He's not British. He lied on the three questions. So
that's
answer
true.
Clearly
that's
is
true.
No.
That's, true.
That's fine.
As also, Rossi should be kicked out. What?
What?
Rossi should be kicked out, if he is here, for even mentioning what happens on the public forum. Sad day indeed. That's Michael Caine. what a funny name. Get rid of Rossi. It seems to be more get rid of Rossi. There's photos of you. This is one reason that you need to be voted out, they're saying. This
Why?
Is reason one.
Because a photo of me.
Yeah.
That's mean.
That's racist.
Look.
That's wrong.
Marco Alzazepedi has posted a photo of me in my bed. Then a photo of me at the shooting range in Sharjah. Marco, what?
Wait, why does he have a picture of you in your bed?
Yeah, why does he have that? That's really scary. Who is this Marco Alzapiedi?
Where did he get all these photos from? Even I don't have that photo.
Oh, he looks like a nice guy.
Hey, can I have it back? You're not allowed to look.
I'm just looking at pictures of his family and that's nice. Oh, he looks gorgeous. What a nice guy.
Hey, what?
why would he have pictures of...
Right?
Oh, Rossi's... commented saying fair point.
Yeah, no, don't read that bit.
Rossi's sticking up for these guys who don't...
Rossi!
This guy's bagging me out and Rossi's sticking up for him.
Yeah. Which guy? Look at that comment. I was... Look.
So this is
I don't want to be in British Dads Dubai anyway. You guys are like you
guys.
Know, you're like, you know, in America where, like, they've got the quarterback and the football team.
Yeah.
And they're all like, hey, we're the real big guys. And they bully, like, that's how they are right now. Like,
that's not
all
nice.
Of them. Not all of them. I'm sure it's just a selected few people in there.
That's
it's not
look
nice.
At his face.
There was
well,
a couple
so
of,
nice to
he's
say.
So upset.
There was a couple of British people that used to, like, just really give me a lot of hate on Twitter and Instagram to the point where they became obsessed. They were following me around and taking photos of me and putting them up on social network.
That's horrible. Like, that's just horrible.
For me, like, I just thought that was really, like, I felt sorry for them. Like, I didn't feel any hate. I didn't get weirded out by, like, I just thought, I really feel sorry for you. You know, like, it was weird. The company was going to get the police involved at one stage.
No, but I remember that guy. He's disappeared now. But I had a feeling. I thought that person that you're talking about worked in radio because he knew a lot about radio.
I don't know.
So maybe he's jealous.
There's still a couple of people that I see on the Facebook every so often. But good on you guys. British Dad's Dubai. Keep doing what you're doing. Spread the love, the positivity.
Yeah, that's
keep
the good
it, keep
stuff.
It all British.
No, it is really good.
That's
actually
what you need to do.
It's a very helpful group. You can find out about like handyman work and stuff like that.
But that guy who's got photos of me from my Instagram from about 3 years ago.
Not even three.
One of me laying in bed and one of me like at the Sharjah shooting range. That's really weird.
I thought that.
Like, where would he have got those photos?
What's his name? Scroll, really.
I can't remember.
I don't know. If you're on British Dad's Dubai, maybe just put a little comment on there. Just ask him why he's got those photos.